Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. How are you? All right?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Good. Seems to be very matter of fact this morning.
Well, it's an interview. You ask me questions, I answer them. The public is informed. That's
good.
The way this works.
Had a bad day at home, did we? Little Henry driving you mad.
It is crazy, let me tell you. Homeschooling is absolutely crazy. It's not good for tensions around the household.
Well, that's what you signed up for, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Get on with it then. Stop moaning.
This is true.
Markets were a bit rudderless yesterday, weren't they, really?
Yeah, S&P rose for the second straight day, but it was only up 0.2%. There is some optimism the economy will continue to benefit from government support. Lots of reports that the Biden administration will ramp up its stimulus efforts, maybe to as much as $2 trillion in terms of a relief plan, although probably still looks a little bit extreme compared to the reality of what we're likely to see. Technology shares very much led the game, with the NASDAQ outperforming the benchmark S&P 500. Just after chip maker Intel jumped 7% after naming a new chief executive. Treasuries received strong demand at a government sale that helped to push yields down from the highest levels since March. Europe stock 600 was flat. It was held back a little bit by losses in banks and travel stocks. Opening calls on the European bourses looking positive this morning. Tony Corn and FTSE up 16 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 33 points. CAC 40 Paris up 23 points.
Well, this is a big year, isn't it? It's a Canadian group bidding for Car 4. They must have a bit of cash hanging around.
They certainly do. Canada's Couche-Tard has made a bid for Carrefour that values the French grocer at €20 a share, or 16.4 billion euros. Carrefour shares reacting to that, as you'd probably expect, hitting their highest level since August 2019 on the update, up 14%. Closing at around €18. If completed, the deal, of course, would add geographical diversification in Europe and Latin America for Couche-Tard and add large format stores to its convenience business. Carrefour, 2,000 supermarkets, 700 hypermarkets. It's actually France's biggest private employer, 320,000 workers globally, half of its sales in the domestic market. Couche-Tard has a market cap of $37 billion, has grown through acquisition, 9,200 convenience stores across North America, a number of brands including Circle K, also owns petrol stations. But getting a deal done in France isn't always the easiest, that has to be said. Carrefour has had some difficulties. They've embarked upon this huge cost-cutting program, but we know the French market is tough. Subdued economic growth coupled with intense competition has made certainly domestic conditions a little bit difficult.
They need to buck their ideas up a bit, Carrefour. I think I was in there the other
day.
Do you not like it? Well, it looks very shabby and tired and old-fashioned looking, although the shelves are filled, unlike some other outlets we could mention.
Tired, shabby and old-looking.
Yeah.
Should suit you quite well.
Yeah. I prefer Leclerc these days. They've got a lovely modern supermarket near where I live. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, okay, well, perhaps our friends from Canada will encourage them, even if the deal doesn't happen, to buck their ideas up.
Yeah, that'd be a very good idea. ASOS is doing quite well, but the customs tariffs are affecting the business a little bit.
Yeah, starting to see that filter through to some companies now, starting to see the numbers. ASOS said the company is facing £15 million of tariffs linked to regulations around country of origin rules following Britain's departure from the European Union. But are doing well. They said as more people order clothes online, fewer products are returned during the pandemic. Now anticipates profits will be closer to the £170 million mark. This after strong trading in the 4 months ending the 31st of December. UK was already, of course, a global leader in online sales before the pandemic struck and has been particularly strong. In terms of the outlet, they said its customers continue to do very well, but they remain vulnerable to weaker economic prospects, particularly for its core customer base of younger shoppers. It will increase investment in its business, particularly in the automation of its US distribution facilities, but generally a very positive outlook from them.
Yeah, and a real shot across the bows to the British government fired by the UK Food and Drink Federation yesterday, warning Brexit red tape is set to increase supply chain costs. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, the reality of Brexit now, or the deal that was struck, or that thin trade deal was struck, and the truth is that the frictionless trade has certainly disappeared, and companies are finding that very much to their cost as they try to move goods around, particularly of course coming from Europe into the UK. And what does that mean in terms of supply chains, and will you indeed see that impacting stores with a loss of products on the shelves? I think there's been some anecdotal evidence that's particularly been the case in Northern Ireland, but perhaps we'll see it a little bit more wider spread as companies who built up stockpiled goods, anticipating some disruption, start to go through that, and the reality of normal trading starts to filter through to volume levels.
And you must be one of Just Eat's best customers, aren't you?
Never had it, it has to be said. I was probably in my younger days. My London days, it certainly would have been the case, but not in the household that Mrs. Potts runs. The takeaway provisions are somewhat limited. But JustEatTakeaway.com said UK orders are doing very well, at 58% in the final 3 months of 2020 as lockdown sent demand surging. UK households ordering 35.5 million takeaways. Wasn't just UK, it has to be said. Orders in Germany were up by more than a half. They're up 2/5 in the Netherlands. Just Eat, they said, has been overhauling its marketing strategy, doubling its sales force. They've added a raft of new restaurants, including McDonald's and Greggs, to its platform. Global orders were up 57%. Revenue rose more than 60% to between 720 and 740 million euros. Just Eat has been on a buying spree of rivals in recent years to cement its position as the world's biggest online takeaway platform.
When a man is tired of London, he's tired of life, Mr. Potts.
This is true. This is true. I'm certainly tired, that is for sure.
Do you miss the smoke at all?
It seems strange, isn't it? You kind of adapt to your sort of world quite quickly, I think. It's, you know, not far off a year since I was in Canary Wharf, which seems absolutely remarkable. I remember packing up my desk. Well, I hardly pack up all my pens, my water bottle.
It's a dress rehearsal of being sacked.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's hope not. It's all there, I suppose, gathering dust. I don't know. But we thought it'd be sort of 6 weeks or something in that order. And that'd be obviously significantly longer than that. But you sort of get into the swing of your new world. It very quickly becomes your reality. So I wouldn't mind jumping on a plane and seeing some clients face to face and doing all that sort of stuff. But it's been an interesting time, that's for sure.
Well, the team won't miss your contributions for the coffee round anyway. That's one thing.
They did say that, yes.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.36. Euro dollar coming in at 1.21. Going to get 1 euro 12 cents for your British pound this morning.
Right. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclay.